MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 21, 2025. Aaron is churning up the Atlantic. The state auditor is challenging the state attorney general. Cloudy, windy, upper 60s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:31 a.m. and 10:42 p.m. Ethan Foreman is reporting in the Gloucester Times. While the worst effects from Hurricane Erin are expected to be well out in the Atlantic, strong surf and rip currents are expected at Cape Ann beaches with effects that could stick around until next week. On Wednesday, the city of Gloucester issued a beach advisory warning to bathers to use caution and to always follow lifeguard instructions. Starting today and through the weekend, the city expects high surf and strong rip currents with the effects lingering into early next week. Lifeguard stations will be flying warning flags to indicate high surf and rip current conditions. Lifeguards may also restrict the distance and depth bathers are permitted to venture based on conditions. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that State Auditor Diana DeZoglio is doubling down on her criticism of House and Senate leaders and accusing the state attorney general of trying to derail her efforts to sue to enforce a voter-approved legislative audit. In an interview, the auditor said she has enlisted a private attorney and will be pursuing legal action against the state legislature over its refusal to open up the books for a financial performance review, despite a majority of voters approving the plan in the last election. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, longtime school committee member Beverly Griffin Dunn of Peabody will lead the board of the Massachusetts Association of School Committees beginning next year. Griffin Dunn is scheduled to be sworn in this January as president-elect of the executive board of MASC, an organization that provides resources, training, and other support for school committee members statewide. The following year, she will officially be named president. And Zach Laird reports on itemlive.com, a fire broke out early Wednesday afternoon on 1147 Rear Western Avenue in Lynn after a large truck struck a power line near a commercial building, leaving the driver temporarily trapped until first responders quickly arrived at the scene. District Fire Chief Joseph Zukas, who was on scene in response to the incident, explained the situation. There were no reported injuries to the driver or first responders. Zukas said that a truck was loading or unloading a dumpster, and it was overhead electrical wire that the driver hit. A live, energized wire hit the building. He was trapped in the vehicle and ended up calling 911 himself. Zukas said the driver was instructed to stay in the vehicle until first responders arrived on the scene, so he would not risk being electrocuted by that live wire. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the North Shore Baseball League Championship Series continues tonight with the Beverly Rex playing the Northeast Tides at Leary Field in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Game time is 7:30. The Rex lead the best-of-seven-game series, 3-2. The Red Sox are off last night. Tonight, they'll open a series in New York against the Yankees. And the Patriots are in New York also. They'll be playing the New York Giants in a preseason game tonight. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.